After Abdallah and Beis, the Gemara here is discussing the Machlekes Rav and Levi, when is Zara's Chayav Misa. Rav holds you need two Tznam, you need Aveda Tama, not an Aveda Sheish Echre Aveda, and also you need Aveda Smatana, as opposed to Aveda Siluk. Levi agrees to the Tnai of Aveda Tama. Anything which is, has Yesh Acharei Aveda is going to be Pater for Misa. But he doesn't agree to Aveda Siluk Al Kapanim by the Mizbeach. That's what it says by L'chol Dvara Mizbeach is Mar B'Aveda Siluk. But when dealing with an Aveda Siluk with Nayel of Nim, which Rashi says means that Tzas Kafa Machna, you're removing the Kafa Machna, or Aveda Siluk in the Hechel, which is Dishim Mizbeach Apnimi, and the Menorah, Levi's Maskim is no Misa. So Gemara asks the question, is there Misa for setting up the Neiris? And the Gemara says, no, because it's not an Aveda Tama. You're putting up the Neiris, you need the Psila. You put in the Psila, you need the Shemin. You put in the Shemin, you need the Halakha. What about the Halakha? So the Gemara says, Halakha lav Aveda. Halakha's Neiris of a Menorah is not an Aveda. The Rishonim are bothered, the Tosfos read, the Tosfos Shanim, the Tosfos Rosh, they all ask the Kasha, what do you mean, why is it an Aveda? It says, Aaron does it. Aaron means you need a Kayin. Where do you get this thing that Halakas Neiris is not an Aveda? Now there's a shaila in the Rishonim, how Vaida goes. The Ritva is Mashma, that Halakha Lav Aveda, he just means that they're not Mechayev Misa. And he says the reason is because it never says Aaron should light the candles. It says when Aaron lights the candles, Tupsukim. One is Bahalaiskas Aneiris, Amul Pneum Aneiris, Yerushivas Aneiris. When Aaron lights the candles, then he should light it, Amul Pneum Aneiris. It also says, when Aaron lights the candles, he should make the Ketores. But it never says clearly Aaron should do it. That's why it's a mid for Misa. The Ravid in Asagis holds that b'di'evid it's kosher. And when it says Aaron should do it, it means l'chachili should do it, but b'di'evid it's kosher. But the Rambam says a tremendous chiddush. The Rambam says, even l'chachili the Zohar could light the menorah. But he says the Zohar is not allowed to go into the Hechel. There's an issa for the Zohar to go into the Hechel. Period. Only a Kain is allowed to go into the Hechel. But if the Kain would bring the Menorah out of the Hechel and the Zohar would light it, that's good l'chatchila, that's Dr. Rambam. The Miri also says it. So the Miri says, what do you do with the Pasuk about Lois, Iron, and Eris? He says, Iron. If even l'chatchila, the Zohar can light it. So he says it's going on the Akhtirena. The Ketairis is Iron. That's why it says a Valais Aaron. But really, the Menorah doesn't need Aaron. And what do you do with the Pasuk Valaiska Seneris? Damrel Aaron Valaiska Seneris. So the Meshech Chachma says the Gemal the Geteretz. He says, because the first time they lit the Menorah, that was the Chinuch of the Menorah, that had to be done with the Kain. But afterwards, even Azar combined it. It says, Yare Chayse Aaron Ubanav in Parashas Tetzaveh, but that the Rambam says means the Hatava. The Hatava, the Gemara is Mefurish, that has to be done with the Kain, not with the Azar. The Hatavah Seneiris have to be done with the Kayim. But the Hadlaka Seneiris, according to the Rambam, could be done with the Zohar. But there's a kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam says if you bring the Menorah out of the Hechel, and the Zohar lights it, and you bring it back in, then it's kasha l'chatchila. The Shaila is kumtais. When you're inside, only a Kayim could go inside. But when you bring it out, then the Zohar can light it. But the problem is, if you're going to say that you have to bring it back in. So Kumta is the place for the Menorah, is in the Hechel. If you light the Menorah outside the Hechel and don't bring it back in, the Chayitz Mavur in the Ram Yina Yetzah. The Menorah has to be in the Hechel. So I would say, why don't you say like Halakha Yisra Mitzvah, just like you have by Neiris Chanukah. If you light the Neiris Chanukah in a place where you're not Yetzah, and then put it in a place where you're Yetzah, the Gemara says you're not Yetzah, look, it's Neiris Chanukah. Because you didn't light it from Gaima. Why don't you say the same thing in regard to the Malakas Neiris of the Menorah in the Beis Hamikdash? If you didn't light it in the Hechel, you lit it outside the Hechel, so how could you be Yetzer? The Milchus Chinuch has his Kasha. Reb Chaim Musa has his Kasha. He says, and the Chazanish was Mechavim Mamish to the Yisayid. He says, the more it means Malakas Neiris, Lava Veidi means there is no mitzvah to light the Neiris. It's just a mitzvah that they should be lit. There's no mitzvah to light them. There's a mitzvah, Yaren Chayse Aaron, to set them up, Hatava Seneiris. But there is no mitzvah, Halakha Seneiris. And that's why it doesn't make a difference who lights them. And it doesn't make the difference where it's lit. The only mitzvah is the neir should be lit. That's what it means that Hadlakas neir is lav avodahi. So that answers the kasha. Hadlakas neir is chanukah is a mitzvah lahadlik. Hadlakas and neir in the Beis Hamikdash is no mitzvah. The mitzvah is it should be lit. There has to be a menorah lit. But the mitzvah is only to be made of it, to set it up for it being lit. And it being lit, the lighting is not a mitzvah. That's what Chaim just said. See, that explains to me a very shvary Gemara. When the Gemara says, Alokas neir is lav avaydahi, the Gemara asks Akasha, but what do you mean? Hatzasas alisa is an avayda. Lighting the kindling wood on the Mizbeach, we have a brisa that says it has to be the Kayin and the Klisari. So how could you say the menorah is not an Aveda when kindling wood lighting on the Mizbeach is an Aveda hanging the Kayin and the Klisars? The Gemara says, I'll tell you a teretz. Hadlokas Neiris is not an Aveda. Hatzos is at least is an Aveda. But what's the Gemara's Kasha? What's the Shaykh as Hatzos is at least is not Hadlokas Menorah? Hadlokas Menorah we say is not an Aveda. We have a Kasha, but Hatzos is at least is an Aveda. So I think Gemara, Hatzos at least is an Aveda. Hadlokas Neiris is not. That seems obvious. What was the Kasha? Well, fear of Chaim to say it is beautiful. Because the sight of the Gemara's Kasha is there's no mitzvah to light the menorah, the mitzvah should be lit. So male, the lighting is not an Aveda. By the Mizbeach, also it would seem it would be the same thing. There's no mitzvah to light the fire on the Mizbeach. It's a mitzvah that should be lit. So how come Atzos is Alisa is an Aveda? Elamai, whenever it is a mitzvah that should be lit, the lighting becomes part of the Aveda. So say the same thing by menorah. And the Teretz, well, the Rishonim, the Teisus Yishonim, the Teisus Rosh, the Ritva, all say that the Pshan and the Teretz is Hadlokas Neiris takes a second. Ishalevis is Eile Me'aleh. Hatzos is Alisa is a big tircha. It's a big job. So that's why Hatzos Alisa, even though the mitzvah is not the lighting, the mitzvah should be lit, but since the lighting is a big job, it becomes an Aveda. Mashenken Hadlokas Neiris, which is no big tircha, it doesn't become an Aveda. But it all goes to the Chaim Yisayin. It all starts from the fact that there's no mitzvah to light, the mitzvah should be lit. Now the Gemara has a good dimion. If it should be lit, the same thing on Mizbeach. There's no mitzvah to light the fire in the Mizbeach, the mitzvah should be lit. So is the lighting an Aveda? By Atzos, at least we see it is. So that Rishonim is a chilek. That's because it's very hard. When it's very easy, so then it doesn't become an Aveda, and even a Zohar could do it.